Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Pastor Brooke Hartman. The scripture is Luke chapter 20, verse 45, through chapter 21, verse 28.
I was visibly pregnant when a co-worker said to me, "You are brave bringing a child into this world at this time." I was speechless. I was unsure how to respond to such a comment. "Thank you" did not seem appropriate, nor did, "What are you thinking saying that to me when I'm obviously pregnant?" Honestly, I do not recall what I said to her. I do remember reflecting later about whether bringing a child into the world in the year 1970 was a great idea. Yep, that is what my parents did. Rhetoric currently brings to bear the state of our world, our climate, our morals, and the list goes on and on. A recent dinner conversation at our house was about the greatest presidents in United States history. The catalyst for the conversation was sermon preparation about Jesus redefining great. We discussed the list from greatest to least great and the circumstances in which they governed. I was reminded that our country has been through many toils and trials. Is this the worst it has ever been? The method of reading scripture inductively encourages us to remove the subheadings from scripture. The reason being that the subheadings are not original to the text, and they set us up for preconceived ideas about the scripture we are reading. In preparation for this devotional, I left the subheadings in place, which is not a normal practice for me. Luke chapter 20, verses 45 through 47, is described as warning against the teachers of the law. I'm going to read that with hopes that I am not a teacher of the law. Luke 21, verses 1 through 4 says, "The widow's offering." My first thought is that I like that reading, and I'm reminded of a man who was in a congregation I served previously. Then, Luke chapter 6, verses 5 through 28, subheading is the destruction of the temple and the signs of end times. The end times is a topic of much discussion and much literature. Just Google or search Amazon for end times. Our natural curiosity drives us to want to know when. When is the second coming of Jesus? Jesus' words to the disciples in Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 28, describe how the temple in Jerusalem will be destroyed, as well as guidance for them as they walked out following Jesus after his death, resurrection, and ascension. History has proven the realities that the early church and generations following have paid to follow Jesus. Jesus' words instruct, "Bear testimony to me. I will give you words and wisdom. You will be betrayed. They will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm and you will win life." I do not know when Jesus is returning, yet I do know that Jesus' words to his disciples remind us that no matter the times we are living, we are to be a testimony of God's grace and love through Jesus Christ. Jesus will give us the words and wisdom as we navigate the challenges of this time. May we be found faithful, like those who have gone before us and those who we are discipling. Let us pray. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, our creator and savior, we are curious about when the end times will come. We may even seek to find those answers. May we be mindful of this moment and this day and your words of guidance to the disciples. May we bear testimony of your love and grace. Give us the words to speak and the actions to live. Thank you for all those you have equipped prior to us and those whom we get to disciple. May all honor and glory be yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.